Welcome to Amplify Love Podcast. My name is Natalia Love Angelou. I empower women to own their superpowers and transform their mindsets so they can experience more confidence, clarity, and live their dream life. Hello, Sacred Tribe, and welcome back to Amplify Love with yours truly, Natalia Love Angelou. So we are continuing to talk about the laws of the universe, and today we're going to be talking about law number 8, the law of compensation. So this is something similar to, you know, the law of attraction, the law of correspondence, the law of cause and effect, like everything we already covered. In essence, this is a little different though, because it's basically where the phrase came from, you reap what you sow. So today we're going to explore the understanding of applying this into our daily lives. So the law of compensation asserts that the energy, effort, and intentions that we invest into the universe will inevitably come back to us. So not just in equal measure, but most times multiplied. It's a cosmic balance that reminds us how connected everything truly is. So when you do good deeds come back to you, but multiplied. So if you imagine that your life is like a garden, every thought, every action is a seed. So this law, the law of compensation, ensures that the harvest is directly linked to the quality and quantity of the seeds that we put into our garden. So it goes beyond just cause and effect, because it's about the energy that you carry and the intention you carry, but it's also about the efforts that you bring. So if you consider your goals and aspirations, if you're seeking success, love, abundance, healthier lifestyle, which we're going to cover in this episode, some tips, then this law suggests that you must contribute positively and authentically towards those desires. It's not just about wishful thinking. It's about actively participating in the co-creation of your reality. So for example, last year, I dropped a good 50 pounds. I released it, I let it go. Hence, you see my words I'm using. I'm not saying I lost, because as a certified hypnotherapist, when you use words like that, you're saying to your subconscious mind, oh no, I lost something. I need to find it. And then you'll gain it back. Trust me, I've done that many times in this journey on this physical form, in this physical form. So I'm not using that word anymore. I dropped it. I released it. I let it go. I said, bye-bye. I don't want that anymore. To improve my health, to improve the quality of my life. That's why. My why was my health. But this law states that I was compensated because I made the effort. I took action towards it. So I can't just drop 50 pounds in one day or 1 week or 1 month. I had to go multiple times. I had to hire a personal trainer. I had to hire a dietitian. I started doing more yoga. Actually, I'm so excited to share this. I'm only sharing it on my podcast. I'm not sharing it on social media. So if you see this, or I should say hear this, then you'll know. I am starting yoga teacher training. Yep, this weekend I'm starting yoga teacher training. I'm so excited because I love yoga, and it's very difficult for me sometimes to make it to classes because of my lifestyle, you know, clients, all my businesses I do, all my services I offer, and with 4 kids, I'm usually going to the gym late at night, like 10 o'clock at night, and there's no yoga classes at that time. So I figured, hey, why not learn so I can teach myself the ins and outs and know how to do the foundational work so I don't have a reason to miss it. I just do it because I'm going to embody it, because I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to be a teacher of yoga. And I'm doing this for my own journey, for my personal growth, Not because I want to teach other people how to do yoga. No, I'm doing it for me so I have the inner wisdom and strength on my physical journey to gain more flexibility and health for my years to come. So I'm starting my first weekend. Anyways, back to this episode. Let's explore now some practical tips on how to apply the law of compensation towards cultivating a healthier lifestyle. Whether you're aiming for physical well-being, mental clarity, or emotional balance, these principles will guide you on your journey. So, what I just shared with you, that I'm going to be getting compensated because I'm going to get fit, healthy, flexible, live a longer life. And I'm continuously learning. And it also helps my mental health as well. So, tip number one, mindful nutrition. Consider the foods you consume as seeds for your body. Just as you wouldn't expect a bountiful harvest from neglect or toxic soil, nurturing your body with some wholesome, nutrition-dense foods is very crucial because the choosing the foods that contribute to positively impacting your health and your well-being will give you life force energy. It will help you flourish. I like to practice the 80-20 rule, which is like 80% nutrition, 80% health, vitality, greens, love and light, balance, harmony, and 20%. It's okay. It's okay to have a little bit of this and that. Let go of guilt, let go of shame. Okay? It's okay. I had to work with a dietitian so hard because I was trying every single diet under the moon from when I was 13 years old till now. I know, so sad, so sad. But guess what? I realized that's not good for me. I can't do that anymore. So the dietitian I've been working with for over a year helped me so much to love my body, love the food I choose, and let go of, I need to diet. This is bad. This is wrong. Oh no, I had too much. No, I can have my ice cream. I can have my whatever I desire. Everything in moderation. So I'm practicing mindful, intuitive eating and letting go of the emotions and being still with my food and letting go of the old labels and practicing not. I'm against the diet culture. I'm all about the listening to my body now. Anyway, so mindful nutrition is so important. But remember, it's okay. It's okay to have a little bit of stuff that you might have thought was bad because there's no bad, there's no wrong, there's no good, there's no anything. Everything in moderation. But of course, I'm talking about nourishing your body. And I can't put sand in my gasoline and think it to be gasoline and then my car is going to drive. No. I have to put healthy gas in my vehicle for it to drive. So for my physical form, I can't just put sugar only and expect it to be this beautiful energy bunny. No. I gotta still put nourishing substances. So the 80-20 rule is really good. You will like it. Okay, now tip number two, exercise with intention. Physical activity is a powerful way to sow the seeds of health. So instead of viewing exercise as a chore, oh my God, I gotta do this, approach it with intentions, focus, action, intention. So whether it's a daily walk, a yoga session, a gym, a workout, let each movement be a conscious contribution to your overall well-being. So, the law of compensation assures that your efforts will yield positive returns in the form of increased strength, flexibility, mental resilience, firm tone, more energy. So, exercise with intention. I go every single day for a walk, rain or shine, snow, you name it, I'm out there. The dogs keep me accountable, and it's really helpful for my mental health as well. I love holding the trees, putting my feet on the earth, touching the trees, and just like connecting with Gaia, Mother Earth, Pachamama. She's my bestie. So, tip number three, cultivate positive relationships. So, just as our actions contribute to our individual well-being, the company we keep significantly influences our emotional health. Surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals that will encourage your personal growth and well-being. Be very mindful of the energy that you invest in your relationships, and that will help you find and attract more positive ones. So, Invest in people who are consistent and who's going to show you the love and give you the kindness that you give back, not the people who want to take, 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 and they have ulterior motives and they're hot and cold all the time. Invest in consistently stable, healthy friendships. This is something I had to learn the hard way, okay? Because that's how things can grow with a strong foundation of everyone put in the love, everyone put in the kindness, everyone cultivating this, and then you'll be compensated with divine, beautiful friendships. So, tip number four, mental hygiene. So your thoughts are powerful seeds that shape your reality. Practice mindfulness and self-awareness to ensure that your mental garden is flourishing. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. It's called reframing. So, like I said before, if I say to myself in my mind, I suck, I'm a failure, I'm so ugly, then I'm putting out bad energy out there. So, I had to be mindful. I had to reframe every single one of those words. So, I'm like, you know, I'm learning to accept myself. I'm learning to appreciate my beauty. I am learning to love myself. I am beautiful inside and out, and things like that. So I use cushion words. If you don't believe it, I teach this in my hypnosis. You use the words like learning to, or it's becoming easier. I accept this new change. I'm willing to grow in this direction, and so on. So mental hygiene is very, very important, and practicing the positive visualizations. That's why in my healing sessions, I don't just do Reiki alone. I include it with Rise, which I combine my 20 years expertise in hypnosis, and I combine my years of expertise in angels and goddesses. And I take everyone on the guided journey, and they love it. And I'm clairvoyant, and I'm always getting the divine messages for them. And you know, I believe that you reap what you sow, and you put out the positive energy, and you really want to help other people, the universe blesses you in return. So I do this because I'm a servant of the universe, of God, of whoever you call upon, your higher power. So mental hygiene is important because when you cultivate a positive environment in your mind, you're sowing the seeds for a more fulfilling, joyful life. And disclaimer, talk to people if you need help, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. I grew up in a not so loving environment, toxic Latina controlling home where it was like looked down upon if you were to see a therapist, and like people don't talk about those things. And I started to see one actually like a year ago, and it changed my life so much. And I only started because the other podcast episodes that I would listen to from like the Higher Self podcast with Sahara Rose or Kathy Heller podcast, they were talking about therapy, and then I'm like, I looked up to them because they're coaches and so on, and inspirational spiritual people. And I was like, what? I'm allowed to do that? Oh, I thought I had to be so strong and powerful. And no, I don't need that because there's nothing wrong with me because I don't struggle with depression or anxiety. So no, that's not for me. But no. If you're someone who just has a lot on your plate, I overworked myself. I basically had burnt out. I worked out so much in my work, staying up to 4, 5, 6, 7 in the morning. No, not 7 in the morning, that's all nighter, but I would stay up to 4 in the morning doing work. I would like only have 5 hours to sleep. I was a workaholic. I didn't know it. I was like, I'm so strong. I help everybody, and my daughter struggles with mental health, and I'm her savior. And I had to take this course. And this is when before I started therapy, I took this course, mental health first aid course, and it was free course. And I did that during the pandemic, and it really taught me a lot because I was having caretaker burnt out because I was giving myself to everyone, to my daughter who's struggling, to my community, to my other children. And I was putting myself in the back burner because I'm so positive, I'm so love and light, and I'm okay. But I realized that that wasn't healthy. And then that's when I manifested sickness. I manifested having skin cancer. I manifested it, and I let it go, and I released it just as fast. And within 30 days, the doctor's like, "Nope, you don't have cancer. It wasn't really cancer. It was precancerous because I just shifted the timeline." But they first told me it was, and I got the skin biopsy and all that. But the message was for my body to say, because it was on my thigh. You know, it's because of those stupid tanning beds at the gym. I was like, going tanning because I'm Latina and I could do that because I'm allowed to have tanning in my body because I'm olive complexion. And guess what? No. And I know it's from there because I never show my legs out in public. I don't wear shorts. I wear long dresses all the time. And the only way my legs got to see any sun was through the tent of beds, and I felt my leg burn so much one time. And that's how I'm like, uh-oh. And then I saw the mole, and then it started growing, 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 growing. I documented it, all that. The point I'm sharing this because I didn't even tell anybody when I went through that. And that's not healthy. I told maybe one or two people, and they weren't very supportive. My mother thought that the doctor was just lying and wants money. She's always a conspiracy theorist. And one of my friends is like, oh no, don't even think about it because you don't want it to grow and have legs. So I really didn't feel safe to be seen. I didn't feel safe to be vulnerable, even with my community. My husband knew, obviously, and my sister-in-law, but like nobody else because I was holding it all in. But that was suppressed anger, suppressed frustrations. So my body was trying to say, slow down, ask for help. You don't have to do it all by yourself. And I'm being vulnerable sharing this with you guys. I haven't even talked about this on my social platforms because, I haven't. So I guess this is just the beginning of me being more and more vulnerable. I'm giving you all my secrets, man. I'm telling you so much information. I'm not going to edit this out because this is good to share. And this is something that was hard for me to do because I am a leader and teacher in my community, and I always felt like I'm so strong and no one can hold me because I'm holding everybody up. So how can I ask for help? But guess what? That was a toxic trait. And my therapist, she taught me about the IFS, the internal family system. It's so potent. I highly recommend you do the work, and it tells you about all different parts of you. And that part of me was the inner child part that kept quiet, that didn't ask for help. Because when I did ask for help, I remember when my stepfather abused my mother so much, and I told my counselor when I was like 15 years old. My counselor had to tell facts, and facts came to my house, and I got in trouble for that. And my mother got so mad at me, and she said, "You have such a big mouth. Why are you sharing this? You want them to take you away. I can't believe you." And I got shunned and I got ridiculed for speaking up and asking for help. And that is why me, as this adult, powerful, divine, goddess, high priestess, had difficulty sharing and asking and being vulnerable. But guess what? I worked through that. I gave my little teenager self some love and grace, and I told her that she is safe to be seen. And now I'm safe to be vulnerable here with you today. So doing that IFS really helped me a lot. Speaking and asking for help really helped a lot. So you don't need to have a mental health issue to get therapy. You could just do it because you're a freaking woman or a man or a being of light. It doesn't matter your gender, and you just want to talk to someone else and bounce things off because come on, why not? Why can't you just bounce things off? Why not? What's wrong with that? Take the stigma away. And I had caretaker burnt out. And anyways, that's my journey here. So I'm sharing so much information here. I did not expect to do this. This was not planned. It's channeled. I have my Lumerian crystals on each palm of my hand here. So I'm channeling this divine light. So thank you so much for listening. Please give me some love, comment, or share in my email address, thetellyouilovangelou@gmail.com. Send me if this inspired you, or anyway, if you want to share some of your stories too, I'm here to listen. I'm here to hold space for you. But also, it's important to put boundaries up. I used to have to respond to every single email immediately, right away, and I learned to put boundaries up. Saying, no. Not everyone needs to have access to me 24/7. And a therapist helped me with that. To put boundaries up, to be kind to myself, to ask for help, to listen to those parts of me that need the love, and be okay with it all. And the dietitian helped me so much with letting go of guilt and shame with food. So the last tip before I go, because I have things to do, people to see. I know. Why do I start recording every time I know I have to go somewhere in half an hour? It's because I'm an Aries and I like the pressure of doing it, get it done, get it done. Because if I don't do it now, it's going to be nighttime. And then if I don't do it at nighttime, it's going to be the next day. So I put myself in this time frame, half an hour to do it. So here I am. So the last tip for today is make sure you rest and recover. So in order to have a healthy lifestyle, Don't just do all those things without resting and sleeping, because I know how important it is to rest. When I was only having 5 hours of sleep for years and years and years, my body got sick. I even got Ramsay-Hunt syndrome and got paralyzed face, which I shared with you recently too. So it's important to rest, because sometimes you think, oh yeah, I don't need enough rest. Like, oh, 4 or 5 hours is enough. No. The importance of rest and recovery is just as important as everything else I said. Just as a garden needs time to rejuvenate, your body and mind require adequate sleep and relaxation. So prioritize self-care and watch how this beautiful law of compensation rewards you with increased energy, mental clarity, and overall vitality. So I aim now. I was from 5 hours of sleep for the years and years, I grew to 6 hours. And now, since 2024, 7 hours. 2023, it was six, 6.5, sometimes 7. Weekends, I could sleep in. I would get like 9 hours. So I would make up for it. Every weekend, I like to sleep in. I'm like, 9 hours. Yes. But now I'm averaging at 7 hours, and it makes a world of difference. And my dietitian had to tell me that you have to break everything down and put energy into sleep, into food, into exercise, into your positive mind energy. Fill up your bank. Your tank. So remember, the law of compensation is guiding force that will align you to the efforts to create a beautiful, healthier reality, a more fulfilling life. So by sowing the right seeds through mindful nutrition, intentional exercise, and positive relationships, mental hygiene, and ample of rest, and all of that amazingness, you're not just investing in the present, but you're securing a bountiful harvest for your future as well. So just imagine that. Remember that. Remember, everything you're doing today is coming back to you tenfold. It's going to be coming back to you multiplied. So really rest. You don't want to have a health scare. So listen to your body, pay attention, ask for help, talk. Dance. I love dancing. Oh yeah, last year I started dancing every single week. I started dancing all the time. I started doing yoga and all that stuff. So make space for you to be you. Make space for you to grow. Make space for you to evolve. Remember, you can always learn something new. Every single day, I'm a student for life. So thank you so much for being here in this beautiful day. Listening to this, you could be doing anything else, and you're here listening to me ramble. I appreciate you so much. So make sure you take those actions to make the seeds of today give you a thriving tomorrow. I always say this quote in my weddings, because I'm also a minister officiant. We're not simply surviving, we're thriving. You don't want to just simply survive in your relationship with your lover or with yourself. You want to thrive, sweetheart, thrive. So thank you so much for joining me as we explore this beautiful law of compensation. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate it, share it, leave a review. If you have any questions, send me a DM, the real Natalia Love Angelou. I do have a blue check mark. That's how you know it's me. On Instagram, Facebook, it's Sacred Breakthroughs, and my website, natalialoveangelou.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And remember, the seeds you plant today will blossom into the garden of your tomorrow. Have a glorious, glorious day until we meet again. Bye-bye.